low experience. So they are paying and overpaying to get people. You know, we have had cooks leave that, I'm sorry, were, when they told me what they were getting offered at a new place, I'm like, good luck. I mean, good for you.
Right.
But that doesn't make sense. You're, this is what I can pay for the position you're in. You know what I mean? And if someone's going to, you know, you had a guy, very good line cook, leave, and he's getting paid, oh, I don't know, it was like $3 or $4 more an hour than we were to make sandwiches at some deli because the guy had his, the greatest deli concept ever. Well, the same gentleman came back looking for work 6 months later because the deli was out of business. So it goes hand in hand. You
that's
know, the,
pretty much how it looks like.
You know.
That's pretty much.
Yeah. So it's, and the same thing, you know, you have other restaurants, we're open all day, do lunch, whatever, and they'll try to poach out, you know, or recruit your talent or take your talent, but they also only want them for 4 hours a night instead of eight. So, you know, it's hard sometimes to explain to somebody when you're going to get more money, but you're really not going to make more money because they're only going to give you, you know, 20 hours a week and we're going to give you 40, but I'm not going to pay you what they're. So, but I think a lot of the reason there's a shortage, I think a lot has to do with the amount of restaurants that have opened, I think.
Right. How does that make you feel, though, personally? I mean,
What, more restaurants open?
No, I mean, the employees, you know, jumping a ship from you to, let's say, a competitor, another restaurant, or new employees coming in at much lower skill, wanting a much higher salary. Just this change that's going on that's in the employee market.
Oh, absolutely. And it's frustrating, you know, and it's frustrating to me more for our, like I don't mind as much if somebody, you know, if you work for me and I can only pay you a certain dollar amount and you go to an interview and they're going to pay you a bunch more. Hey man, you know, I get that. Go take care of your family, take care of yourself. That's fine. I've been in business long enough. I know what I can pay, and that, you know, as long as you leave in the right way, more power to you. Good luck. But what infuriates me is the idea right now that, you know, for us right now, I've got to pay, let's say, the lowest guy on the totem pole who's never worked in a restaurant, probably doesn't speak English, so he can't communicate with most of the staff, and he's going to make $13 an hour, or going to be $15 here coming up, and you're looking around at guys that have worked for you for years that are maybe only making $18, but that's what I can pay. You know what I mean? And it's just tough to look at that and be like, he has no skills. He doesn't know how to even peel a potato. And he's starting making that money. And that's frustrating more because I don't think it's fair to everybody else. But you roll the punches. I can't change it.
Right. I totally agree with you. This is happening all over the world. Yeah. And it's frustrating, I think, for all owners. I know I used to get angry. When, you know, I used to have these guys come in with no experience and ask for the sky. And they used to go to these other restaurants, and these guys were paying them. Of course, these were new restaurateurs, and they didn't know how to do their costing, and it shut down after some time. But I don't know how it is. I don't know how, you know, is it the same in the United States where there is a shame factor? They just won't come back to you?
Yeah, usually.
For a job?
Yeah, I would say mostly, yeah. It depends, you know. Like I said, if they leave correctly, if, you know, and I'm talking most of, I would say, the entry level guys, your dishwashers, your janitors, your prep cooks, they don't honestly care an extra 50 cents. They're gone. Most of them, you know.
Right.
And yes, if they get fired, they'll come right back because they're just looking because they're entry level. They don't have skills. They haven't built it up. But, you know, most of our, like, I would say, like, line level or lead prep guys and all, you know, guys actually cooking that have skills. Most of them, first of all, I feel like they come see us first. You know, if they say, hey, I just stopped in and these guys are willing to pay me this. And we might talk about it. And maybe there's something I can do to keep them. Maybe not. You know, we do a lot of, as weird as it sounds, we pay for a lot of cell phones at our work. It's one way we've chosen to incentivize guys that work long enough. You know, for us, we'll pay for your cell phone. It's a nominal cost to me, but they see it as a massive benefit to them. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm paying your $80 a month cell phone bill, that's a lot better than me paying you an extra $2 an hour, but they feel the same gratitude back. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But most of the time when those that level employee, if they say, hey, I got offered more, or so-and-so's opening this hot new restaurant and I want to go over, go for it. And I feel like when it doesn't work out, they have no fear to come back, say, hey, it didn't work out, and maybe we have a spot and maybe we don't. But
right.
But no, I don't think the shame's that. I don't think the shame's nearly as, I don't know. I don't think people care as much about it here. And if they quit, if they're supposed to work Friday and they don't, and they just say, hey, I got another job, they don't come back. But if they come in and sit down and say, hey, you know, Nandu's opening this badass restaurant, I want to go work, you know, I'm really excited about what they're doing, good for you, give me a couple weeks so I can fill your spot, thank you, move along.
Right.
And if they come back later, then if we can make them work, we do. But it's important to do it the right way.
Right. So a very important question. Now I'm referring only to your business, not external factors like the government. What's your biggest challenge in your business today, within your business?
I would probably still say, you know, it's keeping the employees and keeping them happy. I mean, I think that's, as weird as it is, cooking the food is a overall technical skill that can be taught to most everybody, but it's a more, you know, when you have a good employee, keeping them. And when you have 10 good employees, keeping them happy, keeping them excited, you know, so they're doing the best they can. And I don't think that's going to change. I don't think that'll ever change. I think when you're an employee business like a restaurant, they are, you know, they're pretty much the most important factor. Yes, you have to serve good food, but that's more of a technical thing. Like, you have to buy the right product and prepare it correctly. But if the person serving it doesn't know what they're doing, it can ruin the meal, just as a mediocre meal can be made good by the person serving it. So I feel from the cooks to the servers to the host to the bartender to the to everybody, it's all got to work together. So that's the biggest challenge always. Because you always have way different personalities, and it's how can we get this all to meld together and work as one cohesive unit, you know, every day.
So would you say that your number one challenge is retention or efficiency?
I think it's all of it. I think it's not that simple as one thing. I think it's more the employee as a whole is the number one challenge always, whether that's retention this month or, you know, filling spots or training. I mean, I think it's always in a restaurant, we're a very employee heavy business. So it's always something to do with the employees is always what you're focusing on. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. So how do you feel about that? I mean, it must be frustrating, right? Managing many different personalities and
part of the business. So
let me not put words in your mouth. How do you feel about it?